Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Change Your Story, Change Your Life. Using Shamanic and Jungian Tools to Achieve Personal Transformation. By Carl Greer, Ph.D., PsyD. Narrated by Paul Bryan. Foreword. When I first began to study the wisdom teachings of the ancient shamans of the Andes, I struggled to understand what my mentors were trying to explain to me. It wasn't a language barrier that stood between them and me so much as a barrier of perception. I had plenty of academic knowledge, but a Western way of thinking and perceiving kept me frustrated until I learned to turn on my intuitive mind and quiet my analytical mind. Only then could I access wisdom and energies hidden from my awareness and use them to create a new path for myself. Years later, when I was asked by my mentors to bring their teachings to the West, I was humbled and, frankly, intimidated by the challenge. I remembered how long it had taken me to let go of my need to have validated all that I'd learned in years of school and hard work at a prestigious university. How was I going to explain to others the process of tuning in to the wisdom of the collective unconscious we all share? How could I help them travel to realms of consciousness where past, present, and future all flow together and tap into the archetypal energies that allow us to dream a new world into being? I wasn't excited about facing rooms of people who would be as skeptical as I had been years before and urging them to leave behind what they had been taught and embrace a new way of looking at their lives, each other, and the world we inhabit. But my mentors warned me, "If your people do not change their ways, our people will no longer be able to survive." With their prodding, I decided to do the best I could to teach other Westerners the wisdom ways that honor Earth and all her inhabitants. Many years after embarking on this new venture and starting the Four Winds Society, I met Carl Greer. He was a Jungian analyst and a businessman who had achieved much success according to the values of the West. Unlike many who are just looking to learn some new ways to manage stress, understand themselves a little better, and get a clearer sense of what they want to do next, Carl was willing to answer a deeper calling and achieve what Buddhists call beginner's mind. Very quickly, he immersed himself in the indigenous wisdom ways. He learned to dance with archetypal energies and transpersonal realms and employ them to become a healer. After completing light body school training, he became a Four Winds Society teacher and a friend. Over the years, I've enjoyed our shamanic work, sharing experiences that were strangely powerful and exotic. Since we first met, Carl has gone on to study with shamans around the world and committed to sharing their wisdom with others. He became the first Westerner to have the Karo elders of the Andean Mountains bestow upon him the Munai Ki rites, blessings passed from person to person to person that initiate them into a new way of walking softly on the planet and harmoniously with each other. Through his own healing practice, Carl has generously shared the Munai Ki rites with people of all walks of life. As both a Jungian analyst and shaman, he has been leading trainings on how to access the ancient wisdom through the portal of the unconscious. These trainings help participants understand how to change their ways of thinking and perceiving so that they can write a new and better story for themselves. And Carl's work with numerous community-based organizations that strive to enact change, person by person, family by family, is a reminder that the wisdom we gain through our journeys is not meant simply to inform a new and more satisfying personal story. Our wisdom can also guide us in co-creating a more sustainable world. His book is not just a primer for casual seekers, but a rich guide to shedding old, limiting stories and dreaming a new world into being. Alberto Violdo, Ph.D. Preface. As a clinical psychologist, Jungian analyst, and shamanic practitioner, I have listened to many stories. Some are sad, some are humorous, some are heroic, and some are bleak. Some stories have themes of wanting to make a difference in the world, but not knowing how. To transform our lives, we need to change our stories. Each of us is living a life about which a story can be told. The story has chapters about our body and health, our relationships, our psychology, including our emotions and ways of thinking, our jobs, our relationship to a higher power, and our ways of being of service in the world. Every chapter is an important part of the larger whole, yet we can be blind to the patterns in the story and the themes that are interwoven throughout, tying together seemingly disparate events. We find it difficult to see a unified tale when we are reacting to the details of life and are caught up in our experiences. But if we step back from time to time and reassess our stories, we can make conscious choices about how we might change them and tell a new and better story in the future. Sometimes we become so identified with our stories, so certain that we can't live according to a different one, that it seems as if the story is dictating itself to us. The truth is that none of us is our story, and each of us has the power to be the storyteller. We don't have to be stuck in a narrative we didn't actively choose. We don't have to live with the same themes that have been a part of our story to this point. We can retell the tale of our past and present, and thereby change how the story will unfold in the future. Everyone has challenges. Everyone has disappointments, weaknesses, and failings they would rather not acknowledge. Some people don't have mastery of important life skills, such as setting healthy boundaries in relationships or communicating effectively with others. Too many individuals are living without financial security. An illness, divorce, or car accident can derail their lives and reinforce their feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. The greater our struggles, the easier it is to start believing we can't influence our stories very much. But we can. The exercises and practice in this book are not a panacea. They do, however, provide opportunities for you to engage your story in a variety of ways, to see your problems from a larger perspective, and to enlist spiritual help in telling a better story, starting now. The practices, derived from shamanic and Jungian traditions and, in some cases, a blend of both, can help you activate your innate motivation to surmount your problems, even your seemingly insurmountable ones. You can come to see a wider range of possibilities for yourself. First, however, you need to detach from your current story and recognize your power of agency. Then you can begin to make conscious decisions about how you would like your life to unfold, writing a new story for yourself in the process. Using the techniques in this book, you can bring new energy and information into your everyday life to help you manifest your new story. You don't have the power to determine all the details of your story. No one does. Your personal story, like everyone's, is part of a collective story told by your family, friends, and community. And for all of us, Source serves as a co-storyteller. We are all part of Source, which is the divine, creative, wise force that permeates everything around us and from which all energies derive. Source is also called God, Goddess, the Tao, the En Sof, and the Quiet. There are many names for this conscious force. Although Source influences your story, you have more power than you might think to change the way you live and to change the collective story shared by you, your family, your community, and the world. My Shamanic Path. Shamans talk about each of us having many potential roles in one lifetime. In my own life, I have changed my roles and my story several times. After graduating from college with a degree in metallurgical engineering, I went to graduate school and received my PhD in finance and management from Columbia University. I taught for several years at Columbia's Graduate School of Business before moving to Chicago, where I have been involved in a number of businesses. When I was in my 40s, I began acting on my interest in psychology, and eventually, I received my doctorate in clinical psychology. I became a practicing clinical psychologist and Jungian analyst. I had been drawn to the idea of shamanism for a long time, so I started my formal shamanic training at Dr. Alberto Viodo's Healing the Light Body School and subsequently taught classes there. I have since continued on my shamanic path by working with shamans in South America, the United States, Canada, Australia, Ethiopia, and Outer Mongolia. I now teach seminars and workshops that incorporate shamanic techniques. My work as a clinical psychologist and Jungian analyst is informed in part by shamanism. In addition, I am engaged in some business and philanthropic activities. For me, shamanism is a spiritual practice that gets me closer to source and helps me to live a better life. My shamanic experiences have allowed me to see into other realms and dimensions and to perceive the everyday world with new eyes. As a result, I have a greater appreciation for its complexity, a deeper compassion for my fellow beings, and a profound sense of gratitude for being able to participate in the mystery of life. My shamanic journey has been one of personal exploration. Perhaps my journey can shed light on your own. Many years ago, I had a dream that taught me a valuable lesson about being connected to all the parts of myself and to Source. The organizers of a judo tournament received a load of frozen, decapitated bodies. These bodies were to be the competitors, and they were to compete while having heads that were not their own. After the competition, each head was to be returned to its original body and sewn on. I received one of the bodies and, not knowing what the procedure was to prepare it for a new head, I cut it around the neck with a sharp knife. When I realized I had made a mistake, I wanted to get the person's body and his head to a surgeon to sew up the wound. After various difficulties, including my being wounded by gunfire, I got the body and severed head to a hospital. Skin was grafted onto the body, and the head was reattached, making a complete man. I had my own wounds tended. The man and I were both told that we would be good as new, although he would have scar tissue, and I knew my wounds would ache when the weather changed. The man and I talked, then we embraced and became one. I said we would never be separate again. As I woke from the dream, I wept, realizing I had been the split-off man. In this dream, I encountered myself as frozen and split off from the neck down, and with a dismembered body that I needed to make whole again. Similarly, my shamanic path has been one of remembering and coming back to a unity that has always been there but that I had forgotten. I have come to realize that when we forget our power as storytellers, we become cut off from parts of ourselves. Our logical minds, our emotions, our bodies, and our souls. When we reclaim our power as storytellers, we stop being confused about the events in our lives, and we start to access the wisdom that became lost to us when we disassociated from uncomfortable memories, insights, and feelings. Our minds create an illusion of separateness from Source and from aspects of ourselves. Putting the pieces back together to experience unity with all our facets, thereby reclaiming what we have lost or denied, can be painful. However, the process leads to greater power over our lives and ultimately to greater happiness. How to use this book. This book draws from the traditions of Jungian psychology and shamanism. Jungian psychology is based on the teachings of Dr. Carl Jung. He believed that if we can learn to identify and consciously work with the forces that are currently influencing us at an unconscious level, we can be less affected by them and experience greater psychological health. The term shamanism may conjure up images of indigenous medicine men and women gathered around a fire or shaking a rattle. However, shamanism is a way that people from any culture can heal themselves and others, work with a past and future, relate in new ways to a higher power, and re-envision responsibilities to others and the collective. As in the case with Jungian psychology, shamanism is concerned with the unseen forces that influence us. Shamanic and Jungian approaches complement each other. Shamanic traditions place the emphasis on having numerous transpersonal experiences, experiences in which the sense of identity or self extends beyond, trans, the individual or personal to encompass wider aspects of humankind, life, psyche, or cosmos. In the shamanic approach, these experiences can lead to healing before understanding occurs. Conversely, in Jungian work, understanding often precedes healing. Jungians believe that when previously unconscious processes are brought to light and consciously examined, healing can occur. Jungian psychology categorizes experiences using a well-developed language and framework that can help us better describe and understand the energies we encounter when we do shamanic work. The Jungian framework includes, but is not limited to, concepts such as the ego, personal unconscious, collective unconscious, shadow, anima, animus, complexes, and archetypes. You will learn more about these concepts later in the book. Even though they may look quite different on the surface, some Jungian practices are very similar to shamanic ones. One example is Jungian sand tray work and shamanic sand painting. You will also learn about other techniques that share core commonalities. Both traditions involve accessing energies, often embodied in symbols, images, and inner figures. A Jungian might access these energies through dream work or other engagement with the unconscious, while a shaman might access them through journeying to a transpersonal realm. Some might say the experiences you have when using shamanic and Jungian techniques are not real, that they are the result of the mind tricking itself. But the value of working with energy and symbols should not be underestimated. Although these techniques may seem foreign or unusual to you, I urge you to try them and see whether your experiences have value for you. I believe that viewing a shamanic experience through a Jungian lens can deepen the benefits from your shamanic work and lead to a greater understanding of your conscious choices and unconscious behaviors. Sometimes, a transpersonal experience can be transforming. However, the effects of the transformation may be more profound and longer lasting if you employ the Jungian concepts and practices offered in this book. They will help you to gain understanding of the insights you develop and integrate them into your life. You don't have to work with a shaman or a psychologist to use the practices and exercises in this book. All of them can be done alone, although you may wish to work with others as a part of a ceremony or ritual. You will find descriptions of how to take shamanic journeys, which are experiences involving altering your consciousness and interacting with transpersonal realms, in chapters 7, 8, and 9. You can take these journeys while with a group, and afterward, discuss your individual experiences and observe whether the individual journeys shared commonalities. Once you have learned how to prepare for using shamanic techniques, I suggest you use the practice of journeying once or twice a week and, over time, do all the exercises in this book. Journeying and dialoguing, another important technique you'll learn about, may only take you 10 to 30 minutes a session. Many of the writing exercises in chapters 3 and 4, where you will explore your current story and write a new one, will take longer, but these can be done in increments. If you like, start with the exercises in Chapter 3 that most resonate for you, and when you have done several, do some exercises in Chapter 4. Alternately, you can work with all the exercises in Chapter 3 and then move on to Chapter 4, writing a new story. You may find that as you use the shamanic and Jungian techniques in this book, your current story and your desired new story change. It can be very helpful to return to Chapters 3 and 4 and do some of the exercises again, or do ones you skipped, to see how your story has evolved. I have deliberately placed the exercises that involve journaling and conscious analysis of your story ahead of the exercises that require you to access your unconscious mind. Using shamanic and Jungian practices without doing the work of discovering your current story and what you would like to change about it can cause you to become too enamored of the mysterious aspects of working with your unconscious mind without focusing on your everyday life. It's important to appreciate the power of the unconscious and to apply your new insights in a practical way. In the last chapter of this book, you will find guidance on how to apply the ideas and techniques in this book in order to continue taking charge of your story and your life. However, To begin the process of discovering and rewriting your story, here are some questions for you to ponder now. Where did you come from before this lifetime? Who are you? What are you? Why are you here? Where are you going after this lifetime? How well do you know yourself? Do you believe in alternate realities? Have you experienced them? Do you believe in a source or a greater power? If so, what is the nature of this power? Do you have a relationship with Source? If so, is the relationship reciprocal and satisfying? The answers to these questions may not be immediately apparent to you, despite your efforts to analyze your thoughts and experiences. The dream I recounted earlier, for example, revealed wisdom hidden in my unconscious and taught me more than my conscious mind understood at the time. I came to realize, however, that dreams are not the only way to access hidden wisdom, and I have discovered that the practices you'll learn about in this book, such as working with nature and doing shamanic journeying, help me to recognize the parts of my story my conscious mind does not perceive. These practices have taken me to places where I discovered the potential for new stories, with plot lines and themes guided by my inner knowing. You may find yourself having emotionally intense responses as you do exercises in this book. If these responses distress you, I encourage you to consult with a therapist who can help you learn techniques for managing your emotions so that you don't become overwhelmed by them as you delve deeper into self-discovery. It is my hope that by using the techniques I offer in this book, you can discover your own hidden wisdom and write a new, better story for your life that allows you to feel connected to Source, to recognize your power as a storyteller, and to be of service in the world. Chapter 1. Transforming Your Life Through the Power of Story. Does life seem to speed up as the years go by? As you grow older, and when you contemplate your mortality and your purpose, you may wonder how much you have shaped your own story, and to what degree you are caught up in forces beyond your control. How often were you swept into currents that carried you to places you never dreamed of going or did not wish to visit? How often did you find yourself in situations that made you ponder how you got there and how you might escape? Many of us look back and wish that we had spent more time doing what we enjoy and less time doing what we felt we had to do. This book will help you make changes in your life sooner rather than later, allowing you to live as you would like, with fewer regrets weighing you down. You may have some strong ideas about what you would like to change in your life. However, you may not know how to write a better script for your personal story and live according to this new, preferred narrative. You may feel you are powerless to affect your circumstances. If you do look back in self-reflection, though, you might discover the themes in your life story, choose more empowering ones, and end up with a new, more satisfying story. The circumstances you find yourself in, the experiences you have, and the people you meet change when you take responsibility for the authorship of your own story and consciously step into the role of storyteller. Once we claim our role as the storyteller, we need to make sure that our new script replaces the previous one, rather than sitting on the shelf, unread and unlived. This is where most of us struggle. We think we know what we want to create, but our ideas don't translate to changes in our experiences, behaviors, and patterns. What is missing is our understanding of how to work with forces that are aspects of Source as a means of informing our new stories and bringing them to life. That is what this book is all about, reflecting on our lives and accessing information and energy that can help us to change our stories. What story do you wish to write? A woman had come to a major turning point and was reflecting on her story. She said, "I had lived for decades according to the principle that there are rules and socially expected behaviors for men and for women, but then there's me, and I live outside these restrictions and limitations. I had gotten to a point, though, where things weren't working for me so well. I decided to divorce my husband and relocate. The consequences of these upheavals devastated my ego and cracked my soul. In response, I began to work with a concept of my life story to date, the story of my past that had brought me to the present moment in time. I evaluated my former image of myself as being supremely confident, fearless, androgynous, and independent, always able to imagine doors where none existed and open them. Although I marveled at this image, I also feared its illusionary allure. The themes of unnuanced optimism, defiance, and cockiness running through my old story no longer served me. I wanted a new story in which I could see behind the obvious, rejoice in the lightness of being, accept the inevitability of disappointment, and have the resources to start anew whenever I chose to. I had come to understand that, although I could set my own rules, there could be serious trade-offs to deal with. In my newfound acknowledgement of my vulnerabilities and need for connection and community, I sought to craft a new life story going forward. This woman needed to look back in order to imagine what her new story might be. Most of us don't take enough time to reflect on our stories and consciously create new ones. Instead, we get busy, anesthetize ourselves in a variety of ways, deny reality, or continue suffering. When our lives remain unexamined, we can become rigid and inflexible. When external crises arise, and they always do, we may break or collapse because we simply are not ready for change. We don't have the inner resiliency to bend with, readjust to, or absorb new situations. We don't know how to alter our story to accommodate these new circumstances. As you examine your life story, you will begin to see which events you have highlighted and which you have discounted. When you look at different areas of your life, you will observe patterns and interconnections. You will become conscious of themes running through your life and aware of your habits and habitual responses. The themes of your story serve as organizing principles for the events you have experienced. As you do shamanic and Jungian work, your story can become informed by wisdom inaccessible to the conscious mind, and you may discover new themes and new connections linking events and actions you have taken. Then you may begin to see your story as mythic, a story influenced by powerful archetypal energies that have always been present in the human experience. Archetypal energies, such as those of the sage, trickster, eternal child, warrior, and so on, are not intrinsically positive or negative. How you use them depends on your choices, both conscious and unconscious. You may become the underdog who achieves success, but you may also become the brave warrior who forgets the vulnerability of his Achilles heel, which leads to tragedy. Shamanic and Jungian practices help you discover and work with archetypal energies effectively, so that you may write a more satisfying story for yourself. In this book, you will learn about several shamanic techniques, including journeying to transpersonal realms, opening and closing sacred space, doing fire ceremonies, and creating a despacho, a ceremonial offering of gratitude. You'll also learn about painting, working with dreams, and dialoguing, all of which are modalities for working with the unconscious mind and archetypal energies. These latter techniques are derived from Jungian tradition or combine Jungian techniques with shamanic ones. Dialoguing melds Jungian active imagination with the shamanic practice of communicating with the consciousness of creation. The challenges of exploring and changing your current story. You have written your current story in conjunction with Source because, like all humans, you don't have the power to determine every event in your life. But you have more ability than you might realize to change your story to a more desirable one. To write a better story, you must first acknowledge what your story has been until this point. Although it can be painful to see your story for what it truly is and be honest about your role in scripting it. Even if you are able to look boldly at your story and yourself, you may find you are afraid to embrace transformation. Most of us are afraid of change. Perhaps we fear being shunned by society, our families, and our friends if we make different choices and take on new roles. Many of us are caught in stories told to us by others, stories about who we are, who we should be.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?